Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. For most people, a career in the Royal Navy is an opportunity to find adventure in the service of one's monarch and the flag. CPO Pertwee, however, has always regarded it more as a heaven-sent opening for commercial enterprise and personal profit. Usually he has a reasonable lead or an unshakable alibi, but at this moment he is only just ahead at the stores. Any second now, his dream of a gamble giving him a rich future is going to turn into a nightmare.
Hello, ship stores here. Able Seaman Johnson speaking. On the other hand, if it's the police, MI5 or Captain Povey, sorry, wrong number.
Orbit, this is Ebenezer Pertwee.
Oh, hello, Nunky. Here, what are you about to do us for, then?
Johnsy there. I've got a hot tip from an auctioneer.
Oh, one moment, please. I'll see if he's in. Chief, it's your Uncle Ebenezer. Are you in?
Come on, give us the phone.
Hello, Nunky, you old fool, as aren't he?
Too flaming accurate. But when I chucked me elastic-sided boot at her, she saw it coming, so it hit the wall, bounced back and hit me. I should never have let her have those National Health glasses.
Yeah, in the old days. Yeah, the old days, she always knew who hit her, but she never knew what with.
Leastways, not until it landed.
Here, what's all this about an auction, then?
I thought that'd get you going. Here, I found a bargain for you.
Come on, Hunky. Took me 2 years to flog the last bargain you found for me. 15 crates of tomato soup with no labels on them. It turned out to be tins of glue.
It was jolly good glue.
Yeah, it was also lousy soup.
Now, well, this is different. I happen to know I can get Lot 23, a large quantity of high-class scrap metal, for 15 quid, and it could be worth hundreds. You lend me 15 quid.
The deal's off. Goodbye.
No. Wait a minute. You put up the 15 quid, I'll bid for it at the auction, and when you've flogged it, you pay me 10% of the profit. Hello? Johnsy? Oi! Are you there? Yeah, hello, Johnsy, what are you doing, boy?
Trying to resist it.
You'll make a fortune.
Ah, all right, I'll give in. You can have the 15 quid. Here, have Lot 23 delivered to the dockyard, and it's a deal.
Good lad.
Johnson?
Yes, Chief?
Look, nip round the dockyard and see if you can find a corner of one of the warehouses that everybody's forgotten about.
Oh, have you got to go into hiding from the Rossers again, then?
I certainly have not.
Oh, I thought you had. I remember what happened last time. I had to keep bringing you the latest reports on the police activity and shout them through the keyhole of that little wooden hut on number 4 jetty.
Johnson.
And if they'd ever found you were in there, that would have been another charge and all, because that little wooden hut's for officers only, you know.
Johnson, I'm not on the run from the Rossers. Leastways, no more than usual. Look, I'm looking for somewhere to dump a load of high-class scrap metal for a bit.
Aye, aye. Hard luck, Admiral. He's been on your roof and nicked your lead again.
No, I blame him where they've not. Besides, I've already had it all. What I'm looking for is a tiny, tiny heady hole for Lot 23, you see. Some auctioneers will be delivering it in a few days. Nunky's arranging it all.
Nunky is?
Yeah, Nunky is.
Oh, well, in that case, while I'm looking for a tiny, tiny hidey hole, I'd better make sure the little wooden hut on number 4 jetty's vacant and all, hadn't I?
Johnson, you great big fat fudge figure, I can assure you that if anybody is going to end up in that little wooden hut, it's going to be you. And what I shout at you through the keyhole won't be the latest news. It'll be a right mouthful of coarse chit-chat and vulgar verbosities. Now, flutter off and find me a hidey hole for Lot 23 before it arrives.
Aye, aye, Chief, but you're a rotten, or have I mentioned it before? You are, you know, you're a rotten. And a rotten who's a rotten with it sort of rotten at that.
Johnson.
That's me.
Vanish.
I've gone. Good morning.
Good morning, one. You wanted to see, sir, number me.
Oh, dear, it's going to be one of those sort of days. Come, Phillips, mister, in.
Lummy, I'm infectious.
It'd be ridiculous. Who'd want to catch you?
I've had my moments. I could name a few, if asked.
Well, you're not going to be. Sit down, shut up, and listen.
But in that order?
In that order.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, you seen anything of the chief in the past 2 days?
Personally, no, sir, now that you come to mention it. Not a thing.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. Neither have I. He's at it again.
At it?
I know the signs. Whenever Pertwee is involved in a dodgy old bit of dealing, he disappears for days on end.
Really? That's funny. I never noticed that.
Well, let's face it, Mr. Phillips, the last time you noticed anything was when your rattle fell over the side of your pram.
How did you know about that? Oh, sir. You must have been that old gentleman that picked it up. I was trying to throw it at Nanny, actually.
Oh, I take it your aim then was about as good as your navigation is now.
You've been talking to Nanny.
No, just a shot in the dark. Anyway, read the signal. I imagine it was originally a telegram, but it came through the radio, and naturally a copy came to me. Here you are. New readers begin here.
CPO Pertwee Esquire, Pertwee Enterprises, Portsmouth Dockyard. Please accept notification of delivery of Lot 23 at 11:15 hours on Tuesday morning. Stop. Signed, Gigglesburg, Acne and Throgmorton Auctioneers. Tuesday morning? Lummy, that's today. Whatever did Pertwee bid for?
Exactly. He's at it again.
Well, if Gigglesburg, Acne and Throgmorton considered it was necessary to send him a telegram to advise him of delivery, it must have been something pretty I don't think I feel very well.
Well, don't expect any sympathy, because I haven't felt very well ever since this signal arrived. The awful suspense is that we don't know what it is he's bid for.
Cool. You don't think it could be another load of that tomato glue soup, do you?
I trust not. One mouthful of that and everybody aboard set. Doing rounds of the ship was like strolling round Madame Tussauds. Nobody moved.
We did eventually, at the rush.
Oh, quite. No, frankly, until we find out just what it is Pertwee has bought, I intend to eat out.
You're absolutely right, sir. With a signal like that about, a chap can't even trust his elevenses.
I rather wish you hadn't said that. I've just drunk mine. Perhaps I'd better keep walking about.
Oh, I shouldn't worry, sir. It's hardly likely to be coffee. It's much more likely to be something he can swing on us at a main meal, like breakfast. Do you mind if I walk about with you, sir?
Yeah, please do. What's the time now?
11:10.
Yeah. Come in.
Excuse me, Gov. Name of Coggins. I'm looking for a Mr. CPO Pertwee, Esquire.
Would you be anything to do with Messrs. Gigglesburg, Acne and Throgmorton?
The same, Gov. I've got this delivery note for Mr. Pertwee to sign.
Ah, well, perhaps we could sign it.
Sorry, Gov. Firm's orders. Must have the signature of the actual party.
Pity.
Yes. Well, in that case, I think you'll find the actual party in the stores. It's the fourth door along.
Oh, thanks, Guy.
I suppose you wouldn't care to tell us what it is that Mr. Pertwee has, acquired?
No, can't be done, Gov. More than me job is worth. I mean, we've got to think of me wife and kids, haven't we?
Have we? I don't see why. I've never even met them.
Oh, shut up. It's the fourth door along.
Thank you, Gov.
Well, that's that. We shall just have to wait until the actual party tells us what he's done, I suppose.
Yes, Gov. Sir.
No, I'm very sorry, Mr. Coggins, but Mr. CPO Pertwee Esquire is not here, and I'm not signing for anything, so you'll just have to take it back.
Are you kidding? Have you seen Lot 23?
No, and I'm not signing for it either. But Mr. CPO Pertwee Esquire, if you sign for anything, you end up paying for it.
Right, Johnson, come on, what's happened? You're getting ugly on the blower. I've just been out of that empty warehouse you found, and that's exactly what I found. An empty warehouse. Not a sign of George's high-class scrap metal anywhere. Look, if that old fool has twisted me out, who's this?
That's Mr. Coggins, Chief.
Is it? And who is Mr. Coggins?
Morning, Gov. I'm delivering Lot 23 from Gigglesburg, Acne and Throgmorton. Sign here, please.
Hey, righto, here.
Thank you.
Hey, what are you doing aboard anyway? I told Nucky to tell you to deliver me high-class scrap metal to warehouse number 80. There's a little corner up the far end. Look, bung some sacking over it when you've dumped it now, won't you?
Bung some sacking over it? Mr. Pertwee, have you seen Lot 23?
Well, no. Oh, what's the matter with it? Where's it now, then?
Outside. It's in the sea. Lot 23 floats.
What?
They're all there, Gov. Count them, if you like.
Count them? Count what? Here, get out of the way. Let's have a look. Ah!
Here! Where do all those ships come from? Who's a they, then?
They're yours, Gov.
What do you mean, give us that delivery note. Let's have a look at this. Lot 23. Two cruisers, three battleships, 15 destroyers, six gunboats, and... It's a joke. It's a joke. It's got to be a joke. Yeah, the Pertwee's bought a fleet. Go on, go away, shoot. Disappear. Go on, be a mirage. Sink. Go on, disappear, something. Go on, go back where you came from. Don't you start. Don't you start, you big fat ponce. Belt up, you look at them. Look at them, look. Look, there are warships. Warships for miles. Look, where did they come from?
Gigglesburg, Acme and Throgmorton.
Oh, I know that, you clown. It's a mistake. Look, it's a mistake. It's got to be. Look, what am I going to do with them? There's about 40 ships out there. And I only gave 15 quid for the lot.
Is that so? Well, offhand, I'd say you got a bargain. Good morning.
No, wait, here, come back. Here, take them all away, I'll give you a tip. I don't want the flipping warships. What am I going to do when old Thundergut sees that lot and finds out they're mine? Come back, Mr. Coggins. Come back! Coggins!
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, what was your name again?
Phillips, and this is no time to mess about. Heather, quick, put your tin hat on.
Why?
It's them, out there. It's war. We're surrounded.
Stephen, what is your odd little friend talking about?
Well, haven't you seen them?
No, but I'm beginning to think you've both got them. What is all this? Some sort of joke?
This is no joke, Heather. This is it.
Is it? Well, what sort of it is it when it is? What is it that it is it of? No, if it's it, then what is it when it... Obviously, I've been engaged to you for far too long. You're infectious.
Oh, come now. Who'd want to catch him?
Do you ever have the feeling you've been here before? I'm talking about the enemy fleet.
What enemy fleet?
Well, hasn't Captain Povey heard about it? They've surrounded the dockyard.
What?
We suddenly saw them out of my cabin porthole and rushed over to get our orders from Captain Povey. As the alarm hadn't been sounded, we thought he might have been taken prisoner.
We hoped.
Well, whose fleet is it and where have they come from?
Well, that's the whole point. We don't know. There are dozens of ships, but they're not flying any flag.
I think you'd better see him.
Captain Povey?
Lieutenant Murray and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips are here, sir.
Well, what do they want? A round of applause for getting up?
Probably, sir, but they also want to discuss the unidentified fleet surrounding the dockyard, sir.
What? Just a minute.
What's he say?
Nothing yet. I think he's looking out of his window.
Shades of Lord Nelson, where the blue blistering faces did that lot come from?
That's what they want to know, sir.
Well, send him in at once.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, and run chasing.
Sir?
Put your tin hat on.
Captain Purvey will see you now.
I rather thought he would.
Whilst we're in there, Heather.
Yes, Leslie.
Do us all a favour. Find a sewing machine and make a great big white flag. You may need it in a hurry.
Oh, come on. Heather, you better ring Troutbridge and get Pertwee over here at the double just to be on the safe side.
The chief, sir?
Yes. If he looks out of the store's porthole and sees all those ships, he'll panic. And as soon as he's had his lunch, we'll have a full-scale mutiny on our hands.
Aye, aye, sir.
Good morning, Captain Povey, sir.
Never mind what sort of morning it is. Where did that lot come from?
We were rather hoping that you knew, sir. Shall we surrender now? Please. All those in favour?
Don't be ridiculous. The Royal Navy never surrenders.
Oh, this bit of it would. Let's get Heather to bung up the white flag and see who captures us.
Oh, be quiet. I just don't understand it. If a foreign fleet was supposed to be visiting us, why didn't Whitehall inform us?
Well, sir, in my experience, I've always found in the past that if you don't know about it and Whitehall doesn't know about it, then there's a very fair chance that CPO Pertwee does. I've sent for him, sir.
I see.
CPO Pertwee is here, gentlemen, but he'd like to see Mr. Murray and Mr. Phillips first, if it's about the fleet, sir.
What?
If you would excuse us, sir, he might talk to us where he wouldn't talk to you, sir.
Oh, very well. We'll see him in my outer office, but be quick.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yes, in the meantime, I'll get on to the Ministry of Defence and see if they can give me any information.
Here they are, Chief.
Thank you, miss. Hey. Good morning, gents.
Now then, Chief, let's keep terribly calm about this, but who does that fleet of warships out there belong to? It's mine, sir. Just as I thought, I knew you'd come up with a perfectly simple... Let's try again. Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
Sir?
There are a number of cruisers, battleships, aircraft carriers, and sundry other naval codswallop floating about out there. Who do they all belong to?
Me, sir, I'm afraid.
You?
He's off his noddle.
I'm not, sir. I'm not off me noddle. And to tell you the truth, I don't understand it myself, sir. They sort of happened, sir.
Sort of happened?
Pertwee, that lot out there can't sort of happen.
They did, sir. I put in a bid at an auction for some high-class scrap metal, and that lot turned up.
What? Lummy, Gigglesburg, Acne, and Throgmorton.
The same, sir. Those ships out there are Lot 23.
Good gracious. Well, I always knew you'd made a bob or two on the stores, but I had no idea you'd made as much as all that lot must have cost.
I haven't, sir. I got them for 15 quid.
What? Hey, just take that. Let's have another look. Here, two cruisers, three battleships, one aircraft carrier, 2, 5, 8, 15 destroyers, multiplied by 3, take away 2, that won't go, so borrow 10. Which makes it, cool. That works out at about, 6 and 8 pence a frigate.
That's ridiculous. Even Troutbridge is worth more than that.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I couldn't help overhearing. Do you think I could take my tin hat off now?
May you suit yourself, miss. But I've a feeling that once old Thundergats finds out that fleet is mine, it might be as well to keep your tin hat on. He'll go berserk.
He's phoning the Ministry of Defence about it. That's going to start something.
It certainly will, sir. They'll probably send down the top brass to investigate.
What am I going to do?
Yes. Interesting little problem, isn't it? Perhaps we ought to call you Admiral Pertwee.
Yes, with that lot, I'd say First Sea Lord, at least, sir.
Oh, gents, look, please, look. What am I going to say to Captain Povey?
Well, now, yes, now, how about, help!
Yes, you just have to appeal to his better nature.
He hasn't got one, sir.
Oh, he must have. The one we know can't be his best offer, surely.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. No, this wants thinking about. We'd better get back to the ship and work out what's best to do.
Let's Scarper before he comes out of his office and catches it. I'm trapped.
You know, Chief, it's just not your day.
Pertwee, into my office. Lieutenant Murray and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips wait here. I may need you to pick up what's left of Pertwee after I've finished with him. Now, I have just been on to the Ministry of Defence, and I gather that you are to be congratulated.
Yes, thank you, sir, but the novelty is beginning to wear off, sir.
Yes, I imagine it is.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. Do you realize that it's... Do you realize you probably own more ships than the Royal Navy? In fact, if you declared war on the Royal Navy, you'd probably win.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's an idea, sir.
Yeah, Pertwee, don't you dare.
Look, Captain Povey, sir, look, what am I going to do?
Which is interesting, isn't it? Yeah. But I'll tell you what you can't do. You can't leave your fleet where it is. I've checked with Whitehall, and they've confirmed that you're anchored in naval waters.
I can't move all that lot of my tods, sir. I mean, they're not self-drives.
Well, I'm afraid you've got to. Failing their removal, the Ministry of Defence might well be entitled to charge you harbour mooring dues. They'd probably be at a nominal rate of a shilling per ton per day.
A shilling a ton? Help, sir, I'm bankrupt. I can't do it. I'm not even on HP, I can't do it. Nobody could. What am I going to do, sir? Here, look, sir. Look, how would you like them all, sir? Eh?
Look, just give me 15 quid and they're yours. Look, make a lovely birthday present for the wife, sir. She can nip over to France in a destroyer to do the shopping every day, sir.
No, thank you, Chief.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Look, I know. Couldn't you ring up their rollicking lordships at Whitehall, sir, and ask them to take their ships back, sir?
The hardly, Chief. I mean, if you recall, they sold them as redundant in the first place, so they're not likely to want them back, are they? Frankly, about the only thing you can do is to die and leave them to somebody in your will.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. And if it comes to that, I know exactly who I'm going to leave them to.
I think. Pertwee! I'm warning you. If you do, I'll...
Sir?
Joe, get out and play with your boots.
Aye, aye, sir.
Come in. 6 to 4. It's Admiral Pertwee's, huh?
Excuse me, sir.
What is it, Admiral?
Very droll, I'm sure, sir, but getting just the tiniest bit thin after the 300th time, sir. Nevertheless...
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, what do you want, Admiral? Chief?
Well, I was wondering, sir, if I could borrow your cabin for a bit this morning.
What?
Well, it's about my fleet, sir. You know my fleet? I've got a potential buyer coming along this morning, sir, and with a deal like this, you know, one of this size, it's not going to be easy to haggle about the price over the store's counter, sir. So you don't exactly set the right tone, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, yes, I see what you mean. Am I to understand that you've managed to find a buyer for all that lot?
Oh, yes, sir, yes. I advertised it in the paper, sir. For sale, a fleet of warships. Only one careful owner. Recent £2 million overall, bills shown. All 10-year tested. No reasonable offer refused.
Lummy, what paper was this in?
Pravda, sir.
What?
I don't think I feel very well again.
Pertwee, you can't sell all those ships to the Russians.
Yeah, possibly not, sir, but with the help of a lend of your office, I intend to have a flipping good try.
Just out of curiosity, Chief, how much are you asking?
A modest 20 million, sir. Of course, I'm prepared to come down a couple of thousand.
Yes, well, with an original outlay of 15 quid, I suppose you could just afford to.
About this lend of your office, Comrade Admiral First Class Nikolai Grigorovich should be here any minute now, so you wouldn't mind moving out of the office.
Come on, fetch Pertwee at once. I want to work. There you are.
Yes, sir, I am, sir, but I wish you weren't, sir. Not just now at the minute, sir. I'm a bit busy, sir.
Yes, he's expecting Comrade Admiral First Class Nikolai.
Oh,
my foot.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Phillips said it was most careless of me.
Yes, it was. Oh, my left tootsie will never be the same again.
Be quiet, all of you. Now, I believe you've all met the Director of Naval Expenditure, Mr. Merriman.
Oh, they have, and I can assure you that for anyone who is Director of Naval Expenditure, the name Troutbridge is engraved on his heart.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Hello, Johnsy boy, or should I call you Admiral?
Nunky, you semi-disintegrated old nit. What are you doing here?
Well, this lot brought me here to clear up the mess. You properly caused it this time, we have.
What's going on?
You might well ask. You might well ask. There's been a most gigantic to-do over this. In fact, I've never known a do or a two more gigantic, and I've been around. By George, I've been around. Where was I?
Going around.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're perfectly right. It's ever decreasing. Ah, you're the one with the brains. You're the one with the brains, all right. The Navy's proud of you. What was your name again?
Phillips, sir. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Phillips, oh, well, I've been wrong before. Now then. About this fleet parked out there. As I understand it, CPO Pertwee here bid for a lot 23 at an auction held by Gigglesburg, Acme, and Throgmorton. Well, they were acting on behalf of a firm who had bought vast quantities of surplus materials from the Minister of Defence.
Yes, well, we know all that, sir. What happened?
Well, Gigglesburg, Acme, and Throgmorton dropped one, old man. In fact, I doubt if anyone's ever dropped a bigger one. Present company accepted, of course. You see, some idiot printed the lot numbers the wrong way round in the catalogue, so what Pertwee got was really lot 32, one fleet of redundant warships. When lot 23 turned up at the breaker's yard, we tumbled, you see.
I've got them on me van outside, Johnsy boy. There's crates and crates of them. We'll make a fortune.
Crates and crates of what?
Unlabeled tins. We think they were tomato soup. They might well be glue.
What?
Oh, dear.
Look out, Tum-Tum. Here comes another load of glue soup.
Come on, Jaunty, give us a hand unloading them.
Unloading them, you stupid, great, bob-headed clown. Look, I'll unload you. Straight into 40 tins of unlabeled glue. And I'll keep stirring you until you sit. Come on, give us back the 15 quid. I want to buy a shot and a blast through the tiny, tiny bits. Stop running.
Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee have been doing a mischief to The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Mr. Coggins was Michael Bates, Nunky was Tenniel Evans, and Mr. Merivale was Ronnie Barker. The show was produced by Alastair Scott Johnston. The Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.